Time for Making a Splash with Goldfish Swim School. Every month, we're joined by a member of the Goldfish team to share family swim safety tips, special events, or exciting promotions happening at Goldfish. We thought we'd ask our social media audience this month to dive into Making a Splash with us and ask the questions they've always wanted to ask Goldfish. We received some great questions, and we've got the owner of Goldfish Swim School, Danelle Alex, here this afternoon to answer them. Welcome to Making a Splash, Danelle.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And we got a lot of questions over social media that people had about Goldfish Swim School. So I'm going to ask you some of those, and I might slide in one of my own questions as well,
just for fun. I'm ready for you.
Let's start with Donna from Instagram, though. She asked a couple of questions. First, how is it handled if a child is afraid to get in the water?
Well, first of all, that's a lot more common than you might think. We have a lot of parents that see, you know, their children either fearful or upset or anxious coming in, and they notice that maybe their child is the only one that's crying that half an hour, and we're kind of like, nope, just because they're the only one crying right now doesn't mean they weren't the only one that happened today, because it's pretty weird, actually, if we have someone that's not upset in any given half an hour. So it's very, very common. And it should be. It's a new, brand new experience for kids. And it can be overwhelming at times, too. But we have extra staff on hand, of course, to make sure that we are able to ease them into sort of the situation. We don't ever want them to feel like we're forcing them to do anything. We want to make them feel comfortable, make them feel safe, because we know that once they feel safe and comfortable, then they're going to start to come out of their shell and feel like, oh, I can do this. I'm here. Like, now I feel like trying something. And sometimes it takes a while, too. It can take, you know, a few weeks before kids get comfortable. And we continue the same process week after week, just easing them into it and, you know, having someone sit with them on the side, like an extra person, you know, that we have. I've even sat there as well with kids, just because it's what we do. We have that compassion and we want to make sure they feel safe.
Yeah, I remember my daughter being pretty scared the first couple times that she went to a pool, and part of me is like, it's nice that she has a healthy fear of the water, so she's respecting it properly. But then after, you know, it doesn't take much for a kid to turn that corner, and then suddenly they just want to be in the pool all the time.
We've had kids that were fearful at the beginning and then crying because they didn't want to get out at the end. So
no, it sounds accurate.
For sure.
Another quick one from Donna. What is the student-teacher ratio at Goldfish?
So it depends on the class. So most of our classes are no more than 4 kids to 1 teacher. And then we do have our minis classes or our babies classes, which are 6 kids to 1 teacher, and that's because the parents are with them as well. That doesn't mean you'll always see 4 kids to 1 teacher. Because we're year-round, kids can come into a class basically whenever and start and stop whenever, or someone might be absent one day, you know, they're sick or they're on vacation. So sometimes you might have 2 kids in a class. Sometimes the next week you'll have 4. We never go over that 4 maximum though for kids to a teacher.
We're visiting with Danelle Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School, as part of our Making a Splash segment that is brought to you by Goldfish Swim School. And we've got some more questions from listeners now. Mark asks, speaking of the teachers, does someone need to be certified in order to lifeguard or be an instructor at Goldfish? And if not, what kind of training is provided?
Yes, they do. Actually, all of our staff are lifeguard certified in our facility, even the front desk, managers, owners are. If you're in the facility, we want to make sure that you're trained and ready to have to hop in if anything were to happen. So you do not have to be lifeguard certified when you start, because we actually have our own lifeguard instructors employed with us. My husband is one of them. We have another one. Her name is Caitlin. She goes around to all of our schools and hosts lifeguard class for our employees. So yes, they do need to be lifeguard certified.
Excellent. That's comforting to know. Tori asks, what's the best age to start kids in classes and an appropriate, and like what do parents have to get in the pool with the children? Like what age does that stop?
Sure.
Where they have to be in there?
Yeah. Well, we recommend starting whenever you feel like it's appropriate for your goals, but also that the sooner you get kids into the water, the more comfortable they'll be when it comes down to starting to actually be independent in the water and starting to learn to swim. So we can start kids as early as 4 months of age, or really when they have independent head control in the water. And so it's a little bit, I'll explain how our parents and guardians in the class work as well. 4 months up to all the way up to possibly 3 years old, 36 months, we can have parents in the water, but there's also kind of an intermediate spot in there too as well, where we can have kiddos that are 2 years old in the water without a parent as well. We call that our mini three class. And the ratio is actually lower for that. It's 3-1 versus 4-1 because they're two, and 2-year-olds are 2-year-olds. So we work with them independently without a parent. But otherwise, anywhere up to age three, we can still have a parent in the water.
I remember doing swim lessons with my son when he was a baby, and it's like you're really just playing with your baby in the water, and it's pretty fun.
It's the gist of it, yeah. I mean, and that's how kids learn best. They want to have fun, and they want to be able to laugh and play, and really our curriculum is designed where they're actually learning alongside that playing too. So it's cool.
We're visiting with Danelle Alex from Goldfish Swim School, and we've got another listener question. As the weather hopefully starts to cool down or continues to cool down 1 degree every week, it seems like. What's the temperature inside Goldfish Swim School? Is the pool heated?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's 90 degrees. Just under, because anything 90 and above is spa temp. So that's different regulations. But yes, it's very warm. We have our facility is separated into two parts, and it's separated by big panes of glass. So you can see everything inside the pool area. Pool can see everything on the dry side area. Dry side is very comfortable for families and parents watching. And then the pool side, the air is kept at a 92 degrees. So the air is actually warmer than the pool water.
It's very warm.
Yeah.
But that makes the pool not feel quite as warm, I guess.
It's true. Yep. It's very nice, especially for younger children.
We've got one more question from Tracy, and then I'm afraid we're going to be just about out of time. She asks, how should I prepare my child for their first lesson? Is there anything special that you need to bring with you?
Yes. So, I mean, there's two levels of preparing for lessons. One is easier, of course, with just what do I pack? And then the other one is kind of like the mental preparation that goes into it as well. Really all you need is a swimsuit, goggles, if they're, I'd say, around 2.5 or 3 years of age. You should start using goggles. And then towel. And that's pretty much what it comes down to in the swim bag. But when you're preparing for that first lesson, make sure you're talking to your kids and reiterate over and over again. Like, they can understand and start to know this is what's going to happen. And if whether you're in the pool with them or they're going in the water, you know, just with them, the instructor, talk to them about what that experience will look like. Make sure that you keep telling them over and over again, because it'll start to drill in their mind, and then they won't be as upset or anxious if it comes down to they're thrown into something they weren't really ready for. So that's what I would recommend for starting lessons.
All right. Well, I'm going to play the role of listener here and ask my question now, because okay. I think we have just enough time. I just was at the beach with my family, and my son is 8, and he was a lot more adventurous in the water this year than he has been previously. And he's pretty good in the water. I wouldn't quite say strong swimmer, but he can swim. So I wonder if you could talk about kids at that age tend to start getting a little bit more adventurous and tend to want to take a little bit more of a risk in the water. So how important is it to continue swim lessons after kids have kind of gotten through that initial learning how?
It really depends on what his skills are. Like, if he's got the basic water safety skills down, if he is able to tread water, float on his back, propel forward in water, and then, you know, if you were submerged or go underwater and then come up unassisted, really you should be okay as long as you always have someone watching and making sure, like, if it's in the ocean, I always have my son in a life jacket in the ocean, because you just never know. But I'd say really just keep him going depending on your goals. Like, if you want him to learn more stroke work, like, we can do that too. Otherwise, making sure they have the basis of those really strong water safety skills is a really good goal for any parent for their kids to have.
Thank you so much, Danelle, for joining us today. Goldfish is a great place for kids to build their confidence in and out of the water. And we got some great questions from listeners today, but there are more out there, I'm sure. So if we did not get to your question today, you can get in touch with Goldfish on social media, and they will answer your questions for sure. To learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, go to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. Or search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram. And Danelle, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.